Right now, though, it's massive and there's no quick fix. That's how one economist has described the jobs crisis facing Australia's youth. Yesterday, the Brotherhood of St Lawrence released its January analysis of unemployment data, which showed the unemployment rate for 15 to 19-year-olds as high as 20%, the highest level since the mid-90s. It's a problem close to the heart of Ricky Muir, the Senator for the Motoring Enthusiast Party, who agreed to be interviewed by the Brotherhood of St Lawrence about his own experiences as a young unemployed man.
I left school for personal reasons when I was 15 years old. From there I spent a little bit of time unemployed trying to find my feet. By the time I was 17 I'd entered the workforce and I definitely know what it's like to have to build your way up from nothing. It can be soul-destroying. I even think there may have been days where there was tears. When you want a job, when the bills are coming in, the very little bit of assistance I got from Centrelink was never enough. There was a general cost of living, and I didn't want to just survive. And I ended up frantic applying for just about any and every job I could.
Senator Ricky Muir from the Motoring Enthusiast Party, he strongly opposed, for instance, off the back of that experience, to the federal government's plan to make unemployed young people wait 6 months before they can receive any benefits. It's called Wait for the Dole. It's been slugged, and there's every sign that that too is a budget policy the government may dump over the coming days. According to analysts, the problem of youth unemployment has been growing since the global financial crisis. And as Mike Woods reports, there is no sign of that situation improving anytime soon.
The Brotherhood of St Lawrence report says one out of every five Australians without a job is a teenager. Their statistics also show that almost 300,000 Australians aged between 15 and 24 are out of work. Qualifications are also no guarantee of a job, with the proportion of those with a tertiary education who are jobless rising steadily in the past decade. Professor Bill Mitchell, economist and director of Newcastle University's Centre of Full Employment and Equity, says Australia's youth is facing an appalling labour market situation, which is now at crisis point.
It's massive. It's a highly significant problem we've got. Our 15 to 19-year-olds have basically missed out on all the employment growth since early 2008, so they suffered the downturn like the rest of the labour force. And then when the fiscal stimulus came in and stimulated growth in employment again, the teenagers didn't get any of that. And subsequently, as the employment rates growth is slowing down, the teenagers are still subject to deteriorating conditions. So they've lost 121,000 jobs since February 2008, and their participation rate's fallen by about 7 percentage points. Then their so-called employment population ratio, which is the employment to population, and that sort of measures how well they're doing, that's dropped by about 10 percentage points since early 2008. That's a crisis.
Bill Mitchell says one of the biggest mistakes recent Australian governments have made was to push the young unemployed into endless training initiatives without any real benefit.
There's been a emphasis on the so-called supply side characteristics of the labour market for some years now. Both sides of politics have made the mistake, creating an impression that unemployment is a problem of the individual rather than a problem of the system that fails to create enough jobs. And when we have a system that creates enough jobs, training is a very dynamic thing, and firms offer both job slots, but also within those job offers, they provide training because they have to do whatever they can to get labour into their firms. When you've got a job shortage, that doesn't happen. And all the research evidence is quite clear that training, especially specific type trainings outside of a paid work environment, is very ineffective and very soul-destroying to the person because they don't get anything out of the training. They get churned relentlessly through training programs that don't lead them anywhere.
Eamon Waterford is director of the Youth Action and Policy Association of New South Wales. He agrees with Bill Mitchell on the training issue and says there's also a huge mismatch between the type of skills that young people are trained in and the type of work that's available.
So we have a significant glut of young people who have training in industries where there's just no work, And there are other industries crying out for people to get into work. Part of it is because the industries that are taking up work are changing dramatically, quite rapidly, and the information available to young people when they're making decisions about what sort of training to get is just not there. So we see a lot of young people who think, oh, well, I'll go into mining. There's a lot of work in mining. And then by the time they've graduated with a degree in mining engineering, well, the mining boom's dropped off, and there's actually not as much work in the mining industry as there was previously. The other issue is there's not that much support for young people who are trying to make their way into their first job and get a head start in the field. So we used to have a fantastic program in Australia called Youth Connections and another great program called Partnership Brokers. These are two programs funded by the federal government, and they were defunded in December last year. That means that there was about $500 million a year being spent directly on supporting young people find work, and we've cut that out of the budget and nothing has replaced it.
So what are some of the possible solutions to the current youth jobs crisis? Economics Professor Bill Mitchell says the federal government should develop a major public sector job creation program aimed at employing all unemployed 15 to 19-year-olds who are not in full-time education or a credible apprenticeship program. He says at a time when we keep emphasising the future challenges ahead in terms of an ageing population, the economy still fails to provide enough work and on-the-job experience for our young.
The government, and particularly the federal government, because that has the funding capacity, it should form partnerships with state and local governments to introduce large-scale job creation, targeted in the first instance at our teenage cohort. And they could bring in older workers that are struggling to get work in this job shortage, who have got heaps of job experience and skills but unable to pass them on. And because they're unemployed, unable to use them, they could combine those in very creative job creation programs funded at the federal level.
Eamon Waterford says some of the problems can be attributed to the lack of advice about career options at high school level. He says fewer students, particularly those attending private schools, are being made aware of the range of trade courses and apprenticeships available. He's also critical of cuts to TAFE programs, saying they've further limited the options of those wanting to pursue a trade.
We're not really giving young people the information that they need when they are leaving high school, before they make a decision about going into a trade or going into university. For example, 70% of young people have never had a conversation with an adult about the idea of going into the trades. Well, that means that 70% of our potential workforce are not even considering a huge section of the economy as a potential option for them in their career. Make no mistake, cuts to TAFE are seriously having an impact on the youth unemployment rate. And if we want to see a significant reduction, we need to be looking at the industries that are crying out for workforce, and that is, by and large, in the trades, and say, how can we fund this? And the first thing we need to do is to pump more money into TAFE.
We've been talking about this for a long, long time, haven't we, though? It does seem to be an almost intractable problem. Eamon Waterford is Policy Director at the Youth Action and Policy Association of New South Wales, ending that report from Mike Woods.